All right, Rabotai, welcome. We continue our study of the Haftarot. These classes have been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Freddy Kassab, his wife Yvette, Nahaslahat Mishpachtam, Olilu Nishmat Yitzhak Ben Mazal, Ruach Hashem Tenihanu Began Eden, Amen. We're in the series of Shav Dinehamata. These are the seven Haftarot of consolation. We're up to number six. And this is the Haftarah of Ki Tavo. Of course, the Nehama Haftarot primarily are the Nehamot of Yeshayah and Navi. This is a great Haftarah that talks about ultimately the coming of the Mashiach and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the payback that the Goyim are going to have to compensate us for all the pillaging that they've taken from us over the thousands of years in Galut. It's all going to come back to us. As an introduction, the Hafetz Chaim writes that somebody will come along and say, so many generations that were more worthy than us, they couldn't bring the Mashiach. Mashiach's going to come in our generation. We're not Tanaim, we're not Amoraim, we're not Geonim, we're not Bishonim, we're not, even Aharonim Hashuvim. So how could the Mashiach come? So he said, "Shematarat haGalut is lechaper al hatei Yisrael. The purpose of the Galut is to mechaper on the sins. Ulchol Galut veGalut hukba kama zeman yisbelu, kedei she'al yedei yisurin nimhalu." So basically, it's all kapara, the Galut, kapara for the avonot. "V'imayinu nigalim techem petchilat haGalut." If we would have been redeemed earlier, in better generations, "hayu tzrichim leharbe meod zechuyot." You would need a lot of zichyot in order to offset the averot that we have. Kedesh yusar memahov shel meot shanim shel galut. V'ze lo haya biyadam shel avotenu lefrawa. Lefi zehu masik hayom ahar meot shanim shel galut sheYisrael nefusim al bekesot haaretz v'sovlim metzukot harbe bevaday nikinu ma'avonotenu al yedei zeh. So he's saying, well, basically the hundreds of years of galut or thousands of years is a kapara to pay for the sins of Klal Yisrael. So couldn't have come early. They didn't have enough zechuyot and they didn't have enough yisurim. So therefore, the geulah is going to come not because we're worthy of it, but because we've paid the price. Our haftarah begins. Beautiful pesukim. Kumi ori kiba orech. This was said regarding to Yerushalayim. This is referring to the simcha of Yerushalayim, that it's going to turn from darkness into light. Rise up, Yerushalayim. Kiba orech, your light has come. Your time has come. Uchvod Hashem alayich zarach, and the glory of God is going to shine upon you. Again, this is referring to the Shekhinah that's going to be revealed on Yerushalayim. Tebaneh v'tekonen, amen. So the Torah is telling us what it's going to look like at the times of Mashiach. The Aris is going to be filled with Hoshech. And the nations of the world are going to be dark like the thick black clouds. But unto you, the Jewish people, God will shine. Uchbodo and the kavod of Shekhinah alayich yira'eh will be revealed. These pasukim over here are very, very significant. This pasuk specifically, the pasuk is telling us that at the end of time, the world is going to be filled with hoshech, arafel. The nations of the world itself is going to be very, very low. It's going to be very difficult times. Ikbeta de Meshiha. And then specifically it says, Va'alayich Izrach Hashem. There's a very, very important yesod, which really is the theme of what we came to talk about today. The theme is brought down by the Maharal from Prague. It's brought down from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. To me, it's such an important yesod in life and in Jewish history. The Maharal is on the Gemara that says that when Rabbi Akiva came out of the, when they went to the Churban, to the temple, and they saw the Churban, him and his colleagues, and they saw the shu'al coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, the famous Gemara at the end of Makot, and it says Rabbi Akiva started to laugh, and the colleagues couldn't understand what he's laughing, and he said, now that I see the Prophet exactly what he predicted, shu'alim elechubo, that's what happened, now I know that all the good prophecies that says that, you know, od yeshvu zekenim v'zekenot b'sha'ari Yerushalayim, and od yeshama ba'ari Yehuda, because all the good prophecies are going to come true as well. So Maharal explains a big yesod. The yesod is based on vayhi erev vayhi boker. Boker is representing the good times, the times of light. But boker can only happen if it's preceded by laila. Anything that's great, anything that's significant, anything that's valuable, always has to have a beginning stage. And the beginning stage always is, it has to go back to nothingness. It has to go back to almost oblivion. It's like, it has to go back to what we say in the Kabbalah, ayin, to nothing. And then once there's ayin, almost, from there, you could have yesh. Which means greatness always must come from the absence of it. Construction always has to be preceded by destruction. You never had a boker that wasn't preceded by a night. The dark night, all of a sudden, it seems that that's the mahalach. If you remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he says, how the world? It has to be that way. There has to be tohu vavohu before yehi or. We see it throughout Jewish history when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim. V'chasher ya'anu oto, ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz. The only reason why we had an ability of ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz is because k'asher ya'anu oto. And even when we left Egypt at the lowest point, which means the point almost of no return. Just when you think Klai Yisrael is going to be lost, the 49.9 level of Tumah, and at that level, Borei Olam says, now you're ready to be. We don't know why it's like that, but that's the way it is. So anytime you see something of Bnei Israel in a very, very low place, the tzaddikim see, oh, if we reach the low point, that's a sign that the Ge'ula is coming. You know, always when you see things that look bleak, always where bleakness is, that's when you know the light is coming. As a matter of fact, we know this as a fact. The darkest part of the night is right before sunrise, which means that Alot Hashan, right before Alot Hashan, I should say, not before sunrise, but sunrise where it's getting lighter, but before Alot Hashan, before day break, you have already a very thick darkness. The thicker it gets, the darkness, the closer you know the day is on the way. So when Rabbi Akiva saw the miserable things that were happening at the Temple Mount, he said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, beautiful. This is the Hoshek we're looking for. This is the Hoshek we're waiting for." And when he explained that to the Rabbanim, he said, "Akiva ni hamtanu." Akiva ni hamtanu, which means, Akiva, you consoled us. Look at the way this is like this with everything in life, Rabbotai, a wheat in the ground. The wheat has to decompose first. The wheat decomposes, and after the decomposition of the wheat in the ground, then all of a sudden, sprouts up a wheat. But why does it have to be there? Why can't you just throw the wheat in the ground and it grows? It doesn't work that way. There has to be an ayin first, a bitul, and from the bitul comes ultimately the yesh. Same thing in biology, when you're having children. The Gemara says, where does the child come from? Tipasiruha. Tipasiruha is a putrid seed. Well, it's come from a putrid seed. Why can't it come from a fresh glass of milk? No, it doesn't work that way. It has to come from a putrid seed, and from there, so what's going to come from this? Over? This is nothing. This is, tipas ruha. And all of a sudden, comes Hakam Abadya, comes the Gedolei Ador from that spot. That's the system, the way it works. So he says, amazing. I saw brought down there from Rabbi Pinhas Mikoritz, one of the rabbis, Hasidim. He says, he's one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He said, during the day, a person's active, right? Person's going, he's doing work, he's doing kindness, he does mitzvot, but what has to happen before he's able to do all the great things that a person does in the course of 12 hours in the day? He needs to go to sleep first. He says he needs to go to sleep. He says the sleeping, in, even in a person's life, is the inyan of a yairiv. The person has to shut down. There has to be a shutdown in order to create a bode'ani in the boker. And he goes on to say that the greater a person's success is, the more down he has to go. That's why animals don't sleep that much. Because animals don't accomplish so much during the day. So therefore the yirida of shena does not have to be so great, because they're not, which means it's yirida l'sorich aliyah. So his lashon is bechol ha'davarim sheba'olam yesh bechinat shena, you know, sleeping. Ve'afilu betzomeyach. I didn't know that. But even plants, he says, even water, he says, falls asleep. There's a certain point where it remains dormant. Ve'yedeze mitchadesh ha'hayut shebo bechol boker. The energy is rejuvenated every morning. V'lachen be'adam sheyesh lo chiyut yoter yashan yoter. The more chiyut you have, the more yeshena you have to have. In Kabbalah, they talk about this also, that before we can have a zivug, there's what's called a nesira. It's the same thing in life. Take the laws of tarat mishpacha. Before you can have a child, what happens? The relationship breaks up completely. The lady becomes nida. There's a separation. There's no zivug. There's no anything. You can't even pass a glass of water. But much, it's the extreme opposite, the extreme other side of zivug. And once you go through the tarat mishpacha properly, now, so all that creates the benefit to the child. A child that's born through tarat mishpacha, meaning because of abstention, so therefore it comes through this vayyayinev vayyiboken. And he comes along and he says, kishizur'im tivu'a ba'aris. Same thing that we just said. En yachol ligadel ki'im shiyirkav shtechila ad shiyeh le'en memash v'nish'ar shem be'elim gadol shiyachol ligdol shibon et shelem anen. All of a sudden it takes on a image and it starts to grow. So our pasuk over here in the Navi is telling us that what it has to look like at the times of Mashiach. The world is going to fall into moral darkness, like it's falling into today. In our generation, mamash, things that were not accepted only 5 or 10 years ago, that were not considered mainstream, today is considered very, 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 very acceptable. Even the biggest liberal people that never accepted, you know, partial birth abortion, now they're talking even after the child is born. Yeah, even if the child is born, after a certain period of time, you can take a shot and put it in the child and put him to sleep. But if you give a brit milah to a kid, that's considered cruelty to people. But you can kill a child. You can't give him a brit milah. You can't do metzitza bapeh. But metzitza bapeh is going to hurt. And we know all this confusion with gender, the confusion with marriage, confusion with right and wrong. So that's what's going to happen. So, but by the way, I gave you a consolation. When you see the world, and you're going to say to yourself, how can this reverse? It can't reverse. It can't reverse. The reverse is the geula. That's the reverse of it. That's why it says in the end of Masechet Sotah, all the telltale signs of Mashiach. It gives you all the telltale signs. And it says that one of the telltale, and then it says at the end of the Mishnah, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, which everything happened already, by the way. Mishnah at the end of Sotah. All the telltale signs of what the world's going to look like when Mashiach comes. It's reading today's newspaper. Mamash, everything happened already. And then it says that ve'en lanu al mi lehisha'en ela al avinu shebashamayim. That, listen, at the end of the day, you can only rely on God. So I heard from one of the tzaddikim, they said, that's one of the signs. Which means, normally a person, he relies on the army, he relies on the banks, he relies on government. You know, you say, okay, listen, there's going to come a time where you're going to start to realize that Rabotai, you can't rely on it. You can't rely on the police department. You can't rely on the fire department. You can't rely on the mayor. You can't rely on government. Once we get to that moment where people are going to start to say, "En lanu amin hisha'en, el avinu shamayim," Allah Baruch, now God says, now you're ready. So you see, that's going to be a telltale sign, which is that we have to reach such a level where you have no trust in anything else, that the world is going to fall into such chaos, where you're going to say, nobody can get us out of this. It's only Borei Olam can save us. So We're living through that kiyah hoshik yichasear is va'arafe le'umim. And once that happens, va'alayich yichizrach Adonai. Mamash, at that point, alayich yichizrach Hashem. That's when the light is going to shine, the light of Mashiach. Uchvodo alayich yira'eh. I'll tell you even more, since we're in the month of Elul, these parashiot always come in the month of Elul, Rabotai. So there's a connection not only to the Nehama, but there's a connection to the Zman that we're in. For a human being also to reach high levels in spirituality, he has to also first go through what we call a bitul. The Baal Musar referred to it as bitul anochiyut. The key to growing is the first lesson of vatel himself, anava, humility. Humility is the inyan of what? I'm a nothing. Therefore, you're breaking yourself. You don't have anything. Once you don't have anything, then all of a sudden, the greatness comes. But the person has gava, so you didn't break yourself yet. You're still on high. You cannot have. So I saw a beautiful explanation that one of the tzaddikim say. There's a pasuk we say every morning in the tefillah. We say.